It was kickoff weekend for the college football season, but some fans of the Big Ten Conference didn't see their games on TV. There's a new Big Ten network, and it is having a little argument with the Midwest's largest cable distributor. From Chicago, reporter Alex Helmick has the story.
Duffy's Tavern on Chicago's north side is a Michigan Wolverine bar. The place is packed with mostly 20-somethings who all seem to be wearing the Wolverines, maize and blue. The crowd of nearly 300 is ready to go. Today is Michigan's first game, but there's a catch. It's called the Big Ten Network. Duffy's has 44 TVs all tuned to the channel, but the bar bought the network through satellite dish provider DirecTV. Cable giant Comcast won't carry the network, at least for now. So nearly 6 million people in Big Ten country, the Midwest, are without it. And if they call the Big Ten Network, this is what they get.
If your cable provider is Comcast Corporation, press 1 now.
Then comes the bad news.
Hello, this is Tom Brenneman from the Big Ten Network.
He's a sportscaster and pitchman.
Unfortunately, your local cable company does not plan to make the Big Ten Network available to your community.
And if you have something to say about it, the Big Ten Network is happy to help.
We can connect you free of charge to your cable company so you can tell them personally that you want the Big Ten Network on basic cable.
And that's the rub. The Big Ten Network wants to be like ESPN, offered on extended basic packages. Every customer gets it, every customer pays for it. But Comcast insists the channel is too specialized to be on everyone's cable. Comcast spokesman Rich Ruggiero says it should be a matter of consumer choice.
That way, virtually any customer who wants the network can choose to get it, and it wouldn't burden the vast majority of our customers who probably don't want the network from having to pay.
At Duffy's, they blare house music during commercials. Tom Sinwelski is sitting with his buddy, drinking a brew and watching the game on the giant TVs. He's not impressed with the new network.
I think it's awful that they're kind of hijacking all the Big Ten games. I mean, you're living in Ann Arbor and you can't watch the game. Like, I have friends that won't see the game today. That is messed up. I blame that all on the Big Ten Network and Comcast not being able to work that out.
Across the bar, holding a giant maize and blue stein, is Rob Trzynski. For him, the network is just confirmation of what every Big Ten fan already believes.
The Big Ten is the best conference. I think it's more power to the Big Ten that they have enough interest in the conference that they can have their own network. That's awesome.
Of course, big games will still be on ABC and most of the time on ESPN. But on a day like today, if your cable company didn't carry the Big Ten Network, you missed the season openers for Ohio State, Penn State, Minnesota, Northwestern, Indiana, and Michigan. Of course, if you were a Michigan Wolverines fan, maybe missing the game wouldn't have been all that bad. The powerhouse lost Saturday to Division I-AA Appalachian State. For NPR News, I'm Alex Helmick in Chicago.